Well, with baseball season underway, despite being delayed, and some wondering, you know, will there be any kind of fan effect? Really haven't heard any big pushbacks going on to this point. And perhaps with baseball reaching out and doing what it can to have some fun and touching the hearts of young fans, maybe these kinds of moments will help build its brand. And if there's any ill will, it'll long be gone. Got a couple of examples of that here. One very serious touching moment, one hilarious moment. And I also have a big baseball blooper. And since it comes from a broadcaster, of course, in our business, we know all about bloopers. We make them. I make them all the time. And so for the New York Yankees last night, broadcaster John Sterling, who has been known to make some bloopers in the past.
Well, yeah, he's 185 years old.
At least.
Yeah, okay.
And sometimes his eyesight just doesn't provide him with the best, shall we say, opportunity to exactly describe what's happening on the field. Such as what happened when the Yankees were playing the game, and Giancarlo Stanton's at the plate, who's known for his prodigious blasts of home runs.
Yes.
And this is what happened.
Here's the 1-0. Swung on, there it goes. Deep left center. That ball is high. It is far. It is gone. But caught. Caught by Tapia. Boy, I thought that was gone. Yeah. So Stanton got caught.
Yes, you did. It was a good 5 feet in front of the wall.
Oh, no.
I got it. When I left the bat,
yeah,
it looked like it, but
he lost that depth perception. Huh?
Yes, exactly. what I love for the fact is just he just goes on, doesn't say,
yeah,
like,
right.
Oh, boy, I really missed that one.
Nope.
Or, yep, this is what happened. Gone but caught. So there's your baseball broadcasting oops. Let's give you the moment. This actually was from Tuesday night, but I guess it's making the rounds now. Make sure I got this information here correct. Yeah, so the Braves are playing the Washington Nationals, and the Braves are blowing out the Nationals. It's like 14-3.
Mm-hmm.
So the Nationals are going to save some pitching and decide to bring in utility man D. Strange Gordon. So he's on the mound there, and he's firing his 52-mile-an-hour fastball into the plate.
52-mile-an-hour?
Yeah, I mean, he's just blazing that ball in there. And so up to bat comes the Braves catcher Travis Deneau.
And here's
what happens. Let me see if I can get the audio on this so we can hear how it plays out.
I mean, it's so great to see this because the hitters are trying not to laugh.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
He hit the batter, and the batter fell like he had been
like
hit by 95.
Exactly right.
Mile per pitch. That was good.
I mean, that was like a friendly toss.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
The announcers are eating it up.
I guess that's what happens when the score is 14-3.
Exactly. So
that has to be all over highlights.
Some comic relief.
That's so great.
It really was. It really was. I mean, and so I've got this on our morning team show page.
Oh, you have to see that.
Thanks for Major League Baseball. I mean, yeah, it just floats in there, hits him, and he goes down like he was shot. And then the smiles ensue and everything like that. So,
right.
Hey, that's, you know, a 14-3 game.
Yeah, yeah, right.
They know what's going on here.
He could have taken a leisurely walk and gotten out of the way of that pitch.
Yeah, so that was kind of fun there. That was the Braves and the Nationals. Now, how about the touching moment? Did you hear about this with Tampa Bay Rays outfielder Brett Phillips? And I think this was from Monday night. The Rays were playing a game, and they were hosting the Oakland Athletics.
Mm-hmm.
And Phillips is a big fan. Her name is Chloe Grimes. She's 8 years old. 8 years old, and she's battling cancer for the second time.
Oh, my gosh. Yep. 8 years old.
Yeah. And so she threw out the first pitch, which Brett Phillips, her favorite player, caught. She gave Phillips a green and white rubber bracelet, which reads, Rally for Chloe. And he wore the bracelet during the game.
Mm-hmm.
And then during the game, they decide to talk to Chloe when Brett Phillips is batting.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, this
okay.
is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Hmm.
And they're having a good time talking about what she's gone through. They talked to the mom and dad. And I guess her softball team was there, too, all in support. And once you know it, as he's at the plate and they're talking to Chloe, Brett Phillips hits a home run.
Oh, a rally for Chloe.
Exactly.
How about that?
Blasts a home run. And later on after the game, they were talking to Brett Phillips, and you can appreciate what he must be going through, but just to hear a Major League Baseball player talk like this and be captured in the moment. This is Brett Phillips after the game talking about that moment.
Again, you would never know she's battling cancer. Just the joy and energy she brought. I mean, perspective for me each and every day. So, sorry. I mean, it's tough, but it puts my career in perspective and how I come out here every day and treat everyone with love and respect. And, you know, Chloe, you add to the story, and, you know, I appreciate you, so.
How about that?
Wow.
Very good.
Wow, that's powerful.
When you get a guy like that, you know, Major League Baseball player just captured mm-hmm. by an eight-year-old girl, and what it means to put his career in perspective.
You know, I think he was just determined, if not determined, destined to hit that home run.
It seems that way, doesn't it? But it's just a special story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And I put a link up, Major League Baseball actually pieced together the whole at-bat with the interview, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
And it runs like 5 minutes, but it's a worthy 5 minutes if you want to check it out. But again, it's on our Morning Team Show page, cool. So we got the easy link for you right there. So.
Very good. Sticking with baseball real quick.
Well, yeah.
I just want, you're a traditionalist.
Try to be.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's not
when
easy.
When it comes to baseball, just want your quick take. There's a huge debate going on in social media and in baseball circles. Clayton Kershaw, former Great Lakes Loon, is throwing a perfect game yesterday. Seven innings.
That?
But then he gets pulled after throwing just 80 pitches. And he doesn't finish the game. Now, Clayton, I believe, after the game said, I think that was the right move. It's fine. And, you know, I understand that's today's game, apparently. That's what everybody's saying. But there are a lot out there saying, well, what's the point of having a starting pitcher if he can't go all the way when he's got a perfect game? And it only happens once in a great while.
Mm-hmm.
Why not try to go for it?
Which was my first question until I looked more into that, as you said, and Kershaw was okay with it. And if I understand correctly, he was basing it on, look, I was only destined to throw this many pitchers because of the shortened spring training.
Yeah.
He didn't get as many outings.
Yeah.
He is, in his middle 30s now. So.
Yeah, he is in his middle. Yeah,
so,
true.
If Clayton's okay with it, based on what he thinks is right for his career, I'm okay with it. If it was just a manager that was doing something because he thought he needed to look out, but because Clayton was having no problem with it.
Well, right. Let's hope it happens for him later in the season, maybe.
Well, he does have a no-hitter.
He does have a no-hitter.
But a perfect game.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And again, it was only 80 pitches.
And it was only 80. Mm-hmm. That's the thing.
Because he was throwing so, you know, it's just.
Somebody said, can you imagine a manager going up to Nolan Ryan and telling him, hey, we're going to pull you after 80 pitches.
If it were July, you know, I'd have a different take.
You know, you're right. Maybe if this were May, June, and July.
Because you're hearing this, and, you know, pitchers did miss two or three starts in spring training. And it's, you know.
It does.
What the
Yeah, you don't want to hurt their arm or anything.
No.
And that's the key. And for what the arm goes through when Major League pitchers are doing something that the arm isn't supposed to do.
Right.
100 times a game.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that was interesting. It is interesting. But I thought that I said, well, if Clayton's okay, I'm okay.